Welcome to Forgotten Popcorn, a podcast all about movies that should not be forgotten. I'm Luke, and that's all you really need to know about me, but I'm a big fan of movies. Please check me out on Instagram at Forgotten Popcorn. Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio at Forgotten Popcorn. There's a lot of stuff on there for free. You don't have to pay. And that's not just for this podcast. It's for all the podcasts that are produced by Bigger Trouble Podcasts. There are so many and there are more to come. But if you do want to join, you can for only £1 plus VAT a month. And that gives you so much behind the scenes stuff, extra episodes, early access, photos, videos, and so much more. Please check it out. patreon.com/biggertrouble. If you want to contact me, DM me on Instagram, or you can email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It would be great to hear from you. Please follow, rate, subscribe, and leave 5 stars on whatever platform you listen on. So let's get started. Welcome to Forgotten Popcorn.
It's on the reflexes.
On this episode, I'm going to be talking about the VHS of Big Trouble in Little China. I have the home edition. Might actually have to explain what a VHS is, just thinking about it. I mean video cassettes. And I say home edition because it's the smaller box. Okay, I might have to go back to the beginning here. We used to have these places called video shops, the greatest places on earth. You would go there and look, sometimes for hours, for a movie you would watch that night. And the boxes were big, bigger than the videos inside, just to make them stand out. You would take the movie home, watch it, and at the beginning of the movie, before the movie, there were trailers for other films. This was before the internet. This was the only way to see trailers for other movies. They didn't really come out on TV at that time. Maybe for the bigger movies coming out of the cinema, but not for other movies. Then the next day, you would have to literally take the video back to the shop. I know, crazy. And then the cycle would start again. This movie came out in 1986 in the cinema. It's now 35 years old. Back then, when a film came out in the cinema, you sometimes would have to wait 18 months to 2 years before it would come to video to rent. Depends how popular it was. And then after it was able to rent it, it would take another year, sometimes 2 years, before we had to buy it. This one is copyrighted 1989, so it probably came out to buy on video around 1989, which makes sense. I would have had a copy of it back then, but I don't think I had bought it. I think I've recorded it off TV a few years later, obviously, so didn't have it straight away, but we did have a copy of it. And then I had hundreds and hundreds of videos. But then DVDs came out, and I got rid of all my videos. And there are some that I should have kept, but you don't think of that at the time. So now I'm settled. Now I don't have to worry about space and stuff. I can have a collection. I wanted a VHS copy of Big Trouble in Little China to add to my collection. So I bought this as off of eBay just a few years ago. I can't even watch it because I don't have a video player anymore. I just wanted it for my collection. As I talk, I look around and record this in my study, and I am surrounded by Funko Pops, old videos now, of a few films that I have started to collect. I can look up and see them now. Escape from New York, 2 copies of Star Wars, 2 copies of Empire Strikes Back, and 2 copies, yes, you guessed it, of The Return of the Jedi. Different editions of the same film. And so I wanted the Big Trouble in Little China for my collection. On the, like I said, it's copyrighted 1989 by the CBS / Fox Company. And the film is copyrighted 1986. The front cover is the classic Big Trouble in Little China poster with the green background, dark, and the Big Trouble in Little China in big yellow, red letters. You have Jack Burden and Gracie Law in the middle, standing in water. Jack is holding his gun and knife. Gracie's behind him, sort of holding on to him, wearing not much, just a ripped dress that she doesn't actually wear in the film. Beside them is the legend that is Gerard Okamura. In the background is the Porkchop Express. And over the back is Lo Pan and Lightning and the Golden Gate Bridge. Then in the corner, there is small drawings of Jack and Gracie swimming in the sewer tunnel. And then there is also just sort of the silhouettes of Jack Wang, the Chang Sing, and Egg Chan when they're underground in the place called the Bog of the Fallen Trees. And at the bottom of it, I don't know if this came out in different countries, it may have caught something else, but it was CBS Videos, then it's All Time Greats. In the UK, it was rated as 15. I'm not sure what it was used, what it was rated in other countries. And then it has sort of the tagline or some words in the corner, just by the title. And it's, they covered all their bases here. It's a mystical, action, adventure, comedy, then just kung fu, then monster, stroke, ghost story. Like I said, it's covered all the bases. On the back, there are three stills from the movie. The top one is when Jack, Gracie, Mao Ying, and Wang Chi are looking at Lightning walking towards them, just near the. They've just trying to escape. Thunder has blown up, so they're trying to escape, and they're just looking at Lightning walking towards them. And then in the next photo is of Jack Burden holding his gun in front of the statue of the six arm statue at the end of the movie. Then the last picture is of Lightning coming up through the floor just before he is killed by Egg Chan. Spoilers. Then there is the tagline from the actual movie posters that says, "Some people pick the damnedest places to start a fight." Now, they had sort of like a description of the film, and it says, "The sewer monster, ... the room of the upside down hell, the lords of death, and a 2,000-year-old magician whose evil smile is a ray of blinding light." And those were just a few of Jack Burden's problems. He just wanted to be a good old boy, powerhousing high giant pig truck, the Pork Chop Express, across San Francisco. But then his troubles, his big letters, his big troubles really began. The Lords of Death, a gang of knife-wielding thugs, kidnapped his best friend's bride-to-be. Jack and his crew of oddball allies give chase. The rescue mission leads them down below Chinatown into imaginary, mind-boggling world, both eerie and evil. Through spectacular chambers of horrors, both human and otherwise, with death lurking at every corner. Confused? Question mark. Just think how Jack felt. He's seen everything, he's been everywhere, and he lived to tell the tale. But even he couldn't have dreamt this one up. Or could he? They're almost making it sound like it might be Jack Burton's dream. Then it has 20th Century Fox presents a Tariff Barish Monash production. Now, I was watching Monster Squad yesterday, and that same title, that same production comes up, title comes up at the beginning of the movie, and they were the executive producers of that movie as well, a couple of years later. And then it's Big Trouble in Little China, Kurt Russell, Kim Cattrall, Dennis Dunn, music by John Carpenter, in association with Alan Holworth, visual effects by Richard Englund. And then we get their names again, the executive producers of Paul Monash and Keith Barish. Written by Gary Goldman and David Z. Weinstein. Director of photography, D. Cundy. Adaption by W.D. Richter. produced by Larry J. Franco, directed by John Carpenter. We then just have, this is the, and then we have the 20th Century Fox logo, and then a logo of something called SLM. I don't know what that means. I don't know what video packaging looks like in other countries, but this is what we used to get. You would get Video Packaging Review Committee. I don't know what that means. It's 15. Suitable only for persons of 15 years or older. Running time is 97 minutes. Inside in the cassette, you have CBS video, all-time greats, and then you have a picture of four different movies. Part of the all-time great collection. And that is Peggy Sue Got Married, All the Right Moves with Tom Cruise, Mosquito Coast, and The Caravan of Courage, and Ewok Adventure. Favorite films to keep and enjoy forever. Then on the back inside, it has the list of the cast and also the stunts. They have like 36 names here of just stunts by. And then working their way up from the bottom, you have the female Wing Kong security guards, four of them. And then you have the Wing Kong security guards. And then above them, you have the Wing Kong Hatchet Man. And that is what is Auli Long and Gerald Okamura are. You also do have the name of Paul Lee, which is the Chinese gambler. Terror, and then you have a Chinese guard and the sewer monster, which is by Nobel Craig. And then it has Wounded Chang Sing, played by Jimmy Joo. I'm not sure which one they are talking about. I think it may be the Chang Sing that Jack Burton and Wang Chi find as they escape the Three Storms. They sort of go into that sort of basement and they find a Chang Sing hiding out. I wonder if they mean Wounded Chang Sing there. It does actually tell you the name of the pinstripe lawyer, which is Jerry Hardin, and also the Chinese girl in the White Tiger, Jade Go. She's the one that is running a bath for Jack Byrne when he's undercover as Henry Swanson in the White Tiger. And then you do have Mrs. O'Toole, no toy. And then it is White Tiger, the lady who is the White Tiger, played by, in here it's called June Kim. And then they just list the names of the Lords of Death, the Storms, and then it's just the main cast. So I will have to try and find a video player and try and watch this and see if they're actually, because this could be, just be a blank tape actually, but it's more for the packaging that I wanted it for my collection, just to have something. I would like to get all versions of this film, the PSP, PlayStation, the small little disc one, which I'm trying to find. Cheap, you know, there's no point paying a lot of money for it, but I'm just going to try and that to get that in my collection. Also the laser disc, and I do have the obviously DVD and Blu-ray edition. So I hope you enjoyed me talking about the box or the cover of this fantastic movie, Big Trouble in Little China.
It's on the reflexes.
Well, thank you for listening. I hope you take the time to rate, review, and subscribe to all the podcasts that are covered by Bigger Trouble Podcasts. Please go to the Patreon page, patreon.com/biggertrouble. So thank you for listening.